You could travel to some amazing music festivals all over the world this season, but the best place to connect with people is in your own backyard. There are all kinds of festivals within a day's drive, and I'm willing to bet they'll give you a more meaningful time than if you went to California to join 75,000 other people at Coachella. For heavy rock, you might want to check out Rocklahoma in Pryor, Oklahoma, starting May 25th. Less than 4 hours away, Prague Virtuosos, A Perfect Circle, are headlining. That same weekend, though, is the Westport Roots Festival just up the road in Kansas City, celebrating all sorts of strange neo-retro Americana. Be sure to hear the 1920s flavor of White Ghost Shivers. And then, of course, there's the Walnut Valley Festival, known to everybody around here as just Winfield. Starting September 12th, one of the world's most important bluegrass festivals is less than an hour away from Wichita. Be sure to bring an instrument to bang on, because most of the real picking happens not on the main stage, but in the campgrounds. There are lots of others. Woody Fest celebrates the music of Woody Guthrie in his hometown of Okemah, Oklahoma. For classical music, there's the Sunflower Festival in Topeka, and for subwoofer fans, Dance Festopia in Kansas City is advertising massive bass. The best way to think local, though, is to not travel at all. The Wichita River Fest has become a musical powerhouse, something worth bragging about to non-Kansans. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And we welcome you into Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, thanks for having me, Fletcher.
Yeah, and last time around we talked about music festivals sort of around the country and around the world. This time we're talking about festivals a little closer. And of course, I mean, we've got plenty of amazing music.
Yeah, we don't have to go far. I mean, we're going to have a good time this summer.
Yeah. Tell me about Rocklahoma. That sounded kind of fun.
Yeah, if you want to get your metal on, yeah, just go down to this town of Pryor, Oklahoma, and there's going to be a really huge festival. There's some old, you know, old standard metal bands like Poison, I think Cheap Trick. Those guys are great. But I think one of the amazing bands in this whole genre is a band called A Perfect Circle. And maybe the biggest news in metal last year was the reformation of this band. A Perfect Circle has a brand new album coming out this year, and this is a tune called Disillusioned.
Around Oklahoma just a little bit. You mentioned the Norman Music Festival and a group here called Parquet Courts. And I don't know this group, but the way you describe them has me intrigued.
Yeah, they kind of channeled this early punk sound. You know, they sound a lot like, I don't know, the Modern Lovers, if you know them, or maybe Velvet Underground. There's a kind of a rawness to them. I think maybe a lot of people won't really like them. But this is a really amazing tune. It's called Human Performance.
I know exactly where I was when I first saw you, the way I see you now through these eyes, waiting to retry. Those pristine days I recall so fondly, so few are the trials when a life isn't lonely. And now if only I'd never felt it, I'd never heard it, I know I loved you, did I even deserve it when you returned it? There's no suspicion, no hesitation, believing through the eyes of sure adoration.
mentioned, of course, Winfield, the Walnut Valley Festival, as I know many people who even take off work for the entire week to go down there.
Right. I'm a music professor. And yeah, there's this week where people just suddenly stop showing up to class. I've stopped asking. Bluegrass favorite is Byron Berline. He's played there many times before. This is a brand new album, Flying Fingers. This is the title track.
In your piece, the Westport Roots Festival. Tell me a little bit about that festival. What does that mean?
I don't know. There's this crazy alternative reality where, metal and rock and bluegrass are kind of merged into this kind of, I don't know. It, but there's a lot of people kind of living in this strange world. And this is one band that's really gone down this rabbit hole. Sean James and the Shapeshifters. This is a tune called The Bear.
Of course, you mentioned the River Fest here in Wichita, and I mean, it's just had an amazing lineup for the past couple of years. It's just kind of mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. Yeah, you don't have to fly all over the world to hear the best music in the world. Just stay home. Have a funnel cake and listen to some of the best music you can. I don't know if you know J.D. McPherson, but I'm a huge, huge fan. He's tapping into a lot of retro sounds, but the music is just amazing. He wasn't even a headliner last year, but he was on the bill, and I really wish I could have gotten to hear him. But this is a tune of his many, many tunes that I just absolutely love. It's called Northside Gal from his 2010 album Signs and Signifiers.
Well, we'll leave you with that. Looking forward to a lot of these festivals this year, Mark.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
Thank you. And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell. I'm all around the north side. Some good times.